There goes that humor again, Dave. He has a different tone to his voice.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, Dwayne, maybe you just have to pay attention to that. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. This is Dave. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
Hey, it's Mike Diaz in Los Angeles. How's everyone?
Mike Diaz in Los Angeles. Where have you been all day?
Hey, how's it going? Hold on.
You escaped the hospital, huh? And someone else has joined us. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
Hey, Dave. This is Dave and Mesa.
Dave and Mesa, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing great, thank you. We've had other people join us. When you have a chance, feel free to give your name and location.
Yeah, Michael in Mobile.
Michael, welcome. Glad to have you again tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to be here.
Great. I think someone else joined us. Feel free to give your name and location.
I think there was a couple of people.
Is that
Hello,
Dave?
Welcome. Is that you, Wynn?
I just heard something garbled.
Dave, is that you, you old dog?
Yes, is that Mike Diaz, your young dog?
Yeah. Where have you been at? I haven't talked to you in months.
That's what I said. What have you been up to all day? I haven't seen you, heard you. The police have been here looking for you.
Nothing but trouble with the government, I tell you what.
But now that you straightened them out.
Taxes. Everybody's taxes, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're still laughing, so it couldn't have been a totally catastrophic day for you.
Oh, my God. Today was a day, I tell you what. But I just realized what time it was, and so I thought I'd call in and give my energy.
You know that old saying, you can't keep a good Arcturian down.
Right.
I don't think Heiss will be here at all tonight from the way he was talking. I hope I'm wrong.
Hmm, okay.
I miss he and
I
his
hope
magic.
You're wrong too.
You have your own ulterior motives, Marilyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that chuckle anywhere. That's Marilyn.
Yes. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good.
That's
much
good.
Better. I was having a difficult day earlier, but much better now.
Good to hear.
Yeah, Dwayne has that effect on people. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
Hi, it's Valerie in Half Moon Bay, California.
Hi, Valerie. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Who's this?
And how is everything in Half Moon Bay?
Oh,
this is Steve in Indiana. Well, welcome. Glad to have you again, Valerie. Had someone else join us, please feel free to give your name and location.
I prefer to remain anonymous.
I knew
okay.
It was him.
Can we just call you Mr. A?
Wendy. Mr. Wendy.
Over familiarity will get you nowhere.
We've had someone else join us. Feel free to give your name and location, please. Welcome to the Monday Night Call.
This is Gary in Redondo Beach.
Gary, how are you tonight?
Pretty good.
Good. Glad to have you.
Glad to
now,
be here.
Dave, you better tone down that confidence there. It sounds like you're getting too good and comfortable in this position.
I agree with you, Mike. I hear it too.
I'm going to email Mike and let him know.
Is that Mike?
Yes.
Mike.
Yeah.
Heiss has got himself an excellent replacement.
Maybe we should fire Heiss. What do you think?
No. What would the women do? They'd find another call-in.
That's right.
Now, what would we do without that wonderful accent that Heiss has?
That's right.
So charming.
We had someone else join us. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to give your name and location, please?
Yeah, this is Matt from Utah.
Matt, glad to have you again. Sounds like there's an energy crisis in Utah. Come on, fire up, you're up.
Sorry, you're breaking up there.
It's just the energy coming from Mike Diaz in Los Angeles. It's that youthful stuff. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
This is Mike, the greatest flight attendant.
Mike, do you have a good joke for us?
Roy, aren't you listening to the call, Win?
Well, I mean, I noticed everyone started laughing when I came on.
No, I think we just have a really good energy tonight, Win.
We were talking about taxes.
No, taxes, favorite, that's right.
My favorite subject.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know
Mike
about
is so
you guys.
Happy he's been playing with everybody's taxes today.
Mm-hmm. Terry, are you on, Terry?
How about Nancy?
I better call her. I told people she's going to be on. Let's see her.
How about Daphne? Is she coming on?
Is DBS on at 7 o'clock?
Yes. Yes, they are.
They're on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she said she was going to be on. Let's see here.
Hey, Wynn, see if you can talk to Jim. There's a voice you can replace all of them.
Jim?
Yeah. Alyssa from Boca.
Welcome. Glad to have you again from Boca.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
And other people have checked in. If you have a moment, feel free to give your name and location.
This is Donna from Kingman.
Donna! Mike's here waiting for you. He's wondering how he got here ahead of you.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh,
cool.
Where are you? Everyone's waiting for you.
Okay, I'll get on.
You're going to be on? I told people you might do something tonight.
Well, it's Wednesday, bye.
We've got other people join us. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. If you have a chance, give your name and locations, please.
Hi, Morgan in California.
Hi, Morgan. Welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Be well.
Anyone else, feel free to give your name and location.
Ben, California.
Welcome. Glad to have you for another Monday Night Call.
Hey, thank you.
Don from Rexville. Hi, everybody.
And welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
A lot of people are calling in. If you have a chance, feel free to give your name and locations, please.
Hi, this is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Hi, Ron. Welcome.
Thank you.
Joel in Chicago.
Joel in Chicago. Welcome again, Joel. Glad to hear you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Ron, other people?
I like that Missouri accent, Ron.
You're doing great, Dave. Your phone's not cutting out at all now.
No, not so far. A lot of people coming in. You have a chance. Feel free to give your names and locations, please.
This is Lucy from Orlando. Have a good
Lucy,
evening, everybody. I was in a swim shift.
Oh,
but Ron, I got to tell you, I like Lucy's accent better.
I was in a swim shift. It went a little bit longer.
If other people have joined us, feel free to give your name and location when you get a chance.
Yeah, this is Nancy from Orlando.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey,
okay,
there.
I don't hear from you.
Yeah, really.
That's not Nancy's voice.
No.
Yeah.
Nancy, it's Nancy Jones.
She's almost my neighbor.
She's
almost a neighbor.
Almost. Well,
welcome to the Monday Night Call. When you have a chance, feel free to give your name and location, please.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Terry.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hello, Daphne. Welcome.
Hi, Daphne.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Daphne.
Hey, Daphne. All those people actually like you.
Oh, that's
okay.
Okay, that's good.
We don't like each other.
I think we have to start, okay? So, I'm here. Anyone want to say hello in the city before we start? Going once. I hear those rings. We're going to shut the things off. There comes Duffy's suitcase. And here we go, muting everybody. Muted. And now we're going to start the recording. And 7:03.
This conference is being recorded.
Hi, everybody. This is Monday, 7:03, March 4th, and there's this big booming voice coming through the wall. I've got to tell him to shut up.
Wynn, I don't know if it's just me. You might ask Terry. I have a terrible sound on you. It could just be my phone.
And it's better now, Dave?
No, but then again, maybe it's my phone. It's like
no,
stuttering.
No, it's your phone. It's happening on my phone, too.
It's happening on my phone to everybody.
Now, is this better right now? How's this?
Yes.
Yes, better.
Okay, the problem was I'm on Skype, and I have a wireless headset, and so I was walking out the door to getting farther away from my computer. So I think it'll be okay as long as I'm next to my computer.
Where are you now?
Right. I'm next to my computer. Okay? Are we okay?
Yep.
Okay, right now you are, but while you were moving, you were doing it still.
Well, I'm just not going to move, okay?
Okay.
don't move, Wynn. Stay right there.
All right. So, you know, this is conversation I've been having with people over the last couple of days. And some of you are figuring this out, you know, by yourself, starting to. But we talk about other dimensions. We talk about other timelines. We talk about shifting ourselves. And I'm trying to pinpoint the exact things one does that causes one to shift. Because people are saying, I want to graduate this realm. I want to shift. How do I do that? I'm feeling stuck. And trying to nail the very specific things to do. And we're hitting some of them. And I wanted to share some more tonight, like things that everyone can do. It's not like, you know, sitting there waiting for something to happen, where you can take an active, participative role in speeding up your evolution. And it's actually simpler than it might seem. And I know myself, since we started doing these calls, and since I've had a pretty unusual life, and I've had now older, I'm older, and I can look back at all the things that I've done and how they worked and how things occurred for me and the things that didn't occur that I thought would occur. And hopefully I can hit on some of the high points so that you can apply some of those things to your life. Like, I'm just curious. I'm going to unmute everybody for a moment. How many of you have noticed this aspect of time speeding up? Like, the days seem to go really fast. Hang on. I'm unmuted. Okay. Has anyone?
Yes.
Yeah. The last year.
The last year.
Faster and faster every day.
And when I hear people in the store talking about it too, they can't figure it out.
Strangers are wondering why that's happening, right?
I know for a few years.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
we were talking about this years ago,
and I didn't
understand it. What we were talking about, but now I do. Anyone? Anyone want to confess not noticing time speeding up? It's all right. We don't know who you are. You could say it. Okay. So everyone's noticing time speeding up. How about you, Daphne?
Oh, definitely. I mean, to the point of ridiculousness, to the point of where I'm getting dressed and doing things, and it's time to go to bed again. I mean, it's just, it's bizarre. It's like Alice in Wonderland and going down the rabbit hole, definitely.
Now, can you get closer to your microphone?
I'm right here on top of it. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay.
It's not great. You know, one day we're going to have to get you a deluxe phone or something, get you on Skype so you have superb sound. Because, you know, you're like a, people are listening to you over and over again on our replay lines, etc. And so, you know, there is this idea that there's more energy influx into the Earth. And that as that energy influx comes in, time starts to speed up. There's a definite connection between densities, dimensions, and our experience of time. And I had the realization a while back ago that when you talk about other dimensions, you know, in this material, our sources talk about dimensions where time moves so fast that it's actually faster than the speed of light. And yet, according to our physical world science, the speed of light is as fast as you can go. And I think that just goes for this density. And then there's the theory of relativity, or I don't know, Einstein, who had speculated that if someone was on a spaceship and they started to approach the speed of light, or even if they just traveled fast, time would pass differently for them than someone that was on the ground. So theoretically, if someone was on a spaceship that's going fast enough, they could spend, you know, a short while in space, get off the ship, and suddenly 50 years went by on the planet. Of course, no one's ever tested that, to my knowledge. No one has ever tested it and talked about it, because no one in this realm, on this planet, as far as I know, has ever gotten on a spaceship and was going that fast. So there is a whole mechanism of the way time moves and your relationship to the way time moves and your ability to create circumstances so that time moves faster. And that the theory is, this is a theory now, the faster your experience of time moving, the higher dimension or density you're tapping into. And you think that's true, Daphne?
Yes, I do think that that's true.
And how about you, Terry? You think it's true? That the faster your experience of time is moving, the higher the dimension?
Yes, because sometimes, like particularly at the start when we were bringing through the Elohim had to learn patience because it seemed like we were just so slow here. It was really amazing.
Now, do you think we've speeded up so they have to be less patient? I think we're still slow compared to them.
I think we're still slow compared to them.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We speeded up anyway.
Yeah, we speeded up, and I found myself, you know, like listening to the tapes. If I can listen to them at 40% faster, it's I really like it.
Mm-hmm. You think that's a way to speed up time? Listen to the tapes 40% faster?
Well, it gives me more time left over, but...
Okay. Gives you more time afterwards. Well, in any case, one of the things that I started to experience when we started doing these calls is that during the course of the call, time would really speed up. In other words, and it gets faster and faster. And it's when I say time speeds up, it's kind of a hard concept to even for me to put into words correctly, because time speeds up. But on the other hand, there's an aspect that feels like I'm in the middle of no time. And so time is moving around me, but I'm in the middle of no time, and I just position myself, and the words come out, but they're coming out of no time, and before you know it, the call is over. And I used to think, oh my God, I'm going to be on for an hour. And then we do the grid healings. And I think, what am I going to do for 2 hours? And I started to go into the calls and said, boom, boom, the call starts, the call's over. And what happened? So I've come to the conclusion that what we're doing on these calls is creating a reference point for time moving at a different speed. And we are doing it. All of you are doing it. The more of you that have tuned into the energy of the call, the easier it is for that experience to occur. Those of you that have been attending calls for a long time know that a few years ago, I had to talk at the beginning of the call on and on before the energy would come in. In fact, I used to tell, if there was anybody new on the call, I would tell my story again. I would tell the story of the drive to Portland, and does anybody want to talk to me? Because at that time, I didn't think people could begin to believe that we were doing what we're doing. And it was the only thing, and it's still the best thing, even though Daphne doesn't like it that much, the only thing that I have found that as a way of introducing this to someone who is just discovering us is to tell the story, because the story is real. There's no... it really happened, and anyone can check. Can't argue with the story. I couldn't make it up. If the story is real, then somebody's talking to us. And are they who they say they are? That's another question. Could it be negative? It could be. That's another question. But the story is real. So the story at least makes people look and consider and reach further. And so how do you apply this to your life? Well, the key is, if you've just discovered our calls, and if you've learned that while you're on this call, time moves faster, and you just keep coming back to the calls because you like the feeling of the energy of the call, at a certain point, you're going to get stuck because you have to learn to create volitional action in your own life where you create events that require time to move faster. And how do you do that? Well, that's a good question. And that's what I want to explore. And that's what I want to talk about to our sources, if Daphne will come forward. And I thought I would focus on Daphne tonight, and because Terry's done so much. And there's certain aspects of certain kinds of information that it seems easier to get through Daphne than through Terry, or is a different slant on it. I mean, you guys are all watching this. We're transparent here. So it's very unusual to create this kind of phenomena in a public way and be so transparent. But I don't think we could do it if we weren't transparent. You know, we do these things. We give a lot of stuff away for free. One of the reasons is because when you start making money, and everyone likes to make money. Everyone. Money buys you freedom. It buys survival to begin with. It buys freedom and ability to do things. It gives you the ability to eat, to have a roof over your head, to go out and have a vacation sometimes. So it's not that any of us don't need money. We do. And the thing about it is, if you start charging for this kind of material, your lower nature then starts to count the money every time you do something. Even when we do something, we say, oh, we did this, oh, we brought in this much money. And then you start subconsciously orienting yourself towards maximizing the money instead of maximizing the surface, the service. And that's why Carla Rucker gives so much stuff away for free, because she understands this. And then if you want to tap into the higher dimension of the planetary evolution, which we want to do, then you have to be above the concerns of the physical. And so that's why it's so important to give a great deal of this away for free, because this information, these calls, and this connection is going to cause people to graduate this realm. I'm sure of it. And because it does that, how can you charge somebody or deny anybody because they don't have enough money? How can you tell somebody, you can graduate this realm, but it's going to cost this $300 weekend workshop? And I couldn't do it. I would doubt the veracity of what I was doing if I even asked that. So that's why when you see a donation button and you can afford it, give a little back. It's like it helps us do this. All three of us at the center of this have had really struggling to make ends be, and to make it all work. And we haven't really ever compromised the money aspect to it. But that's not what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about timelines and creating events in your life, not just passive, where you're coming to our calls and listening, but creating active events where the event you choose to create will access a timeline, and as soon as you create it, it'll start changing the way time moves. Now, it could change it to move faster. It could change it to move slower. What you have to do is start looking at the things that you create that cause things to move fast. For example, if someone you go out to dinner with who you really connect with, and whenever you're with them, the time moves fast. That is an event you can create. You can create a second person like that. The time moves fast. I tell people sometimes, go down and volunteer at the old age homes or the rehabilitation homes. Help people write letters to their friends, because the need for service to those people is so high that when you move into that, you create a situation where time moves fast. I think some of the people that have been volunteering have noticed that when they volunteer, even if they're doing transcripts, if they're in the right space and they're the right person, time moves fast. It doesn't move slow. And so you have to create events in your life where time moves fast, where you have a good time. Because as soon as you cause time to move fast, you're expanding into dimensions, and you don't see it. You know, you only have your little human body experiencing it. But part of you is moving into other dimensions you don't see and shifting those other dimensions that are around you. And this is something I think Daphne, I think you have something to say about this, don't you?
Keep staying with the thing, and we'll dovetail. How's that?
We'll dovetail?
Yeah.
Does that mean your mind went blank just that moment?
No. I was following your train of thought.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, there's the part of us that's visible, and there's a part of us that's invisible. And so the invisible part, we have to theorize that it exists, because we can't physically validate it. And, of course, there's a huge amount of data that invisible part exists, that within that invisible part of what we don't see, there are group souls, there are souls waiting to reincarnate, there are battles of heaven going on with negative beings and, you know, trying to control our realm. I mean, and we're here, and even though we don't see those invisible realms, I have the premise, and I think we've demonstrated that over and over again, that those invisible realms do exist. Not only do they exist, but we can project into them. And we don't see what we're projecting into. So it's tricky. You're projecting yourself into an unknown area of dimensions, and you can't see where you are. And I believe that happens particularly every Sunday on our radio lines. People on the line experience, and I get so many emails from people, experience that expansion. And they experience, like, I've never had this feeling before. This is new to me. I read about this, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and then we have voices talking to us that say they're in these invisible realms. And then we have people that look like people from other lifetimes. And where were they in between lifetimes, if not these invisible realms? And so we're reverse engineering how it all works and learning that if we want to consciously evolve at a faster rate, then the whole game is how do you move into these invisible realms so time moves faster in this realm? And how do you do that? You can come to our calls and have that experience. But at some point, you're going to keep going back to your old patterns. And you need to start having some kind of volitional action that you initiate that connects you to those realms, to that experience. And of course, every person has got the laboratory of their own life. So there's no way to say one size fits all, or if everyone does this, this will work. Each of you has the challenge of figuring it out yourself. But it's pretty easy to figure out. You can tell when you're having a good time, and you can tell when you're not. And when you're having a good time, time moves very fast. And when you're having not a good time, time moves slowly. When you're around somebody that you have to entertain them, but you're really not into it, it's like, whoa, when are you going to move to the next thing? When are you going to get out of that job of entertaining somebody? And what we want to do is we want to tap into the flow of energy with other people. It's above our conscious self. And when you're suddenly with somebody, it's usually your conscious self against their conscious self. Hi, how you doing? Well, this happened, and that happened, and this happened, and that happened. And it's kind of like you move into a place where time moves really slowly because you're not moving into other dimensions with that person. On the other hand, if you...
This is a good place to kind of jump in here. It's interesting what you're saying, because when you're talking about these lower dimensions and about time moving slowly, or, you know, you feeling at the effect of your circumstances, or you feeling, you know, that you're being held hostage in a situation, not real hostage, but proverbial hostage, you know, you're doing something you basically don't like. You're doing something or not doing something you'd rather not be doing or you'd rather not be there. You're doing something because there's an obligation. Basically, it seems like, from my own experience and lots of other people I've read and spoken with, that when we operate out of obligation, when we operate out of contractual or agreed upon kinds of situations or demands or contracts or, for example, just even doing work that you don't like because you feel that you need the income, you know, to keep the roof over your head or keep the bills paid. There are a lot of people in the alternative community, and myself included to some extent, that are really feeling that there is an opportunity at this point now to literally walk into grace. And by when I say walk into grace, I mean radical trust. Radical trust with a capital R, meaning that you make an affirmation from a place of now, from a place of knowing, where you know that you will be provided for, that your high self, that your God self, will provide whatever it is you need when you make a commitment to live a life from a place of service, from a place of grace, from a place of care. And what this demands you do is literally every iota of fear, every iota of darkness, every miasm in your cellular structure, not been dealt with in your patterning gets thrown up for purification. Now, this is something that many people, myself included, I've been, been forced by virtue of my choices and my karmic path and my destiny, probably since 1988. This kind of idea has been with me, and more and more it's been closer and closer to the center of my being, to the point of, at the moment, my life is almost entirely grace-infused, meaning that I live day to day. I do not know where my money's coming from. I don't know where my house is coming from. I don't know where my car is coming from, my clothing, anything. I literally live moment to moment. Now, I know that the ego goes crazy when you start thinking about that. You go, well, how can we plan? How can we this? How can we that? And, it's a learning experience. But I can also say I'm in touch with other people, people in Australia, people in California, people in Europe, that are also living more or less like this, living in a place of radical trust. And what happens with that is, it's no longer time going fast or time going slow. You're living in the now moment. And the now moment means that you're connected with everyone and everything. And you start becoming the cause of your experience rather than at the effect of someone else's causation field. It seems that in the old adage is that eat or be eaten, and maybe that's a third dimensional kind of a thing. I think the new construct is create or be created. Create something, be the creation, or you will end up at the effect of someone else's creation. Where you put your energy, where you put your focus, where you put your alignment, literally, it informs your experience, not just informs your experience, it informs the experience of everyone and everything around you. And so this idea of doing things out of a sense of obligation versus doing things out of a sense of grace shifts the dimensional attunement tremendously. Obligation is still operating from third chakra. It's still operating from power. Power is dominion over others, we are moving into a time of self-sovereignty. Now, self-sovereignty doesn't mean you can't connect with other people. Far from it, but it means that your connections are no longer informed by obligation. It means that our connections are informed by the wisdom, by the genius. I mean, this is where real genius is. Genius of the heart. It's the genius of creative inspiration. It's the genius of love, real love. And not love because you want to get something, or love because you want to impress someone, or love because you want to buy something. Love because that is who you are. That is your God self. That is your divine right. That is your creational responsibility to yourself and to the world. And it seems that we are in a time and a place where it's beginning to be possible to actually live this. And this has been referred to for, 10, 20 years. Greg Braden talks about it, the zero point dynamic. I believe I'm experiencing it very, very profoundly, and others are as well. So I guess I'll leave it at that.
You know, it's not always necessarily the most pleasant of experiences to be doing this.
Absolutely,
I think it probably can become more pleasant.
Yes,
and it will become more pleasant. But as you're assimilating new energies and new timelines, your physical body doesn't necessarily catch up immediately, and then it starts to exhibit various symptomatic things that make you think something's wrong with you. And in a sense, you are assimilating these new energies, and your body hasn't caught up yet. And so it is going through, it's what we call processing. Okay? In fact, you know, if I ever learned about that word, it's through
dancing. And also, I think even more than processing, I mean, there is profound DNA transmutation going on with at least a certain sector of the population. And in fact, I came across a site last night. Lisa Renee posted on her website. It's exhaustive. It's several pages, and it talks about what it actually is that is transpiring on the level of the mitochondria, on the level of the DNA, on the level of the genome, on the level of the codon. You know what this feels like. How you know it's crucial to be drinking water. It's crucial to and I have to force myself to exercise. Force. I mean, I used to be quite athletic, and I was a runner and a hiker, and I have to force myself out for like a 2-mile walk to get the energies moving because there's so much density that has to be transmuted now. And so this is certainly a great resource. You know, I'll give it to Wynn. And I don't know how many people in our group or the people who are reading the Spirit Channel website. I'm not sure how many people are experiencing these kinds of physical changes. I think depending on your track and what you have incarnated to do, I'm getting information about there are certain people that have incarnated to do major light anchoring. Here. And, everyone's experience is going to be different. But know that you're not alone. Know that, there are others who are experiencing profound changes. And there isn't anything wrong with you. You are being refashioned. You're like a caterpillar who's going into a cocoon and is going to emerge a butterfly at some point when it's time to dispense with the chrysalis.
So one of the things that we have ongoing is that if you identify with what Daphne is talking about, if you identify that I'm going through a lot of changes and I don't know anyone that I can talk to about it, you know, we have a program called Team Shift. And what it is we've set up small groups of people, and Edda Asenbach has been helping coordinate that, and maybe four people, they meet every day on the phone for 10 minutes. They call in the light, they put things in the light, and then they talk to each other, and they get to know each other. And for many people who have participated in that, from the reports I've gotten, it's been a godsend because it helps you not feel isolated. In fact, if we talk about making timelines move faster and accessing higher dimensions, Team Shift is one way to do it. And because every day you move into that zone, if it's a good group, you'll move into that zone where time is moving faster, where you don't feel alienated. I mean, even in spite of the fact that we're in a shift, even in spite that there's that potential, because you may be depressed and you may feel estranged and you may feel heartbroken, even with all this other stuff going on, you may not feel those energies and you feel stuck. And Team Shift is a really good way to unstick yourself. And if you go to the website, there's a link there for Team Shift, and fill out the form, and someone should get back to you pretty quick and say, here's a time and a group you can get into. And if you do that, if you go into Team Shift, don't expect it to shift the first day. Commit to it for a month, showing up, getting to know the people, and let it go through its own process. And many people have come to just look forward to that little 10-minute call every day. And having a 10-minute call today and tomorrow and the next day that can move you into another dimension is pretty amazing. And Terry, you want to say anything about all this? You're unmuted. Good work.
Yeah, I just unmuted myself, but I've been kind of entranced during the whole thing and following everything you're saying. However, when I came back to myself, it's like, where were we? Could you give me the last sentence?
Well, I was entranced, too. You think I remember? we've been talking about shifting timelines, and, sometimes I tease Terry about being forgetful and disoriented, and I think part of the reason is, in fact, I know this is true, that she has really anchored herself in some other timelines, and she misses things in the physical really easily. And so it's kind of a blessing that she's that way. It's a blessing that we have someone that is so anchored somewhere else. And I don't think she knew she was anchored somewhere else for most of her life. I think she just thought, I must be crazy or I'm weird or something.
No, I think it was that I really tried to get out of this dimension because it was so unpleasant at home.
With your mother?
With my mother, who seemed to think that I couldn't do anything right and told me that very often.
Yeah. Okay.
With timelines, I know that you can step into another timeline and you can make things go very much faster if you're operating in another timeline, and it's a shift of frequency is what it is, and two people could do it. Like if one person, they're going to have a meeting for a while, and the one person moves into the higher frequency, and they can move the other into the higher frequency too, and the whole hour can seem like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. If you live in a city and people do meditation, and if they're really doing good meditation, I don't like the word because people have the idea it's like going inward, but it's like if you have a bunch of people in a room that are combining energies, you are walking into another timeline. And they don't even have to say anything. You just sit there. And that is a way to start accessing timelines. In fact, that's the whole idea of spiritual communities and ashrams, creating sets of group energies that people flow in and out of to keep the energy high and above this realm. Now, I had threatened that Daphne was going to bring through a message on this. Daphne, would you like to?
That's possible, Wim. Yes.
Well, I'll call in the light and see if anyone starts talking, okay?
Okay.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Daphne, myself, Terry, and every one of you on this line. And any listening on the internet and listening on the replays. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. And we ask, address sources through Daphne, and we request Ra'an in particular. And if someone else comes in, could they please tell us who they are? We ask the question, could you give us any more in-depth understanding of how timelines work and how an individual can lift themselves into the experience of a higher timeline? Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. One moment, please. There's some attunement here.
And speak loud, please.
Yes. We greet you. We greet you in the light of the one infinite creator. We are the council of the Elohim. We are the Ra'el. We focus through this instrument in the attenuated frequency. There are questions in the space. We deal with the merger of intent, of focus, of desire, of design, of architecture, of precipitation, and consciousness. There are intersections of forces. There are intersections of plane and scalar waves. There are intersections of pinpricks, of light, of that which you would see in a blanket. Imagine, if you would, the blanket, the fabric. This is universal consciousness. This is the I am presence. This is the great all that is. The I am presence is experiencing itself. The I am presence, in order to experience itself, pinches the fabric. Imagine holding fabric in your hand, laying it flat on a table, and then pinching the fabric so that one part of the fabric touched another part between your thumb and your forefinger. This is the illusion of time and space. This is the illusion of physicality. Were you to unbunch the fabric of time and space, you go back into the I am presence. This is what is happening in your world now. This is what is happening by divine design, by divine decree, the experience of moving from third density and into the overarching, into the angelic realm of the fifth and the higher frequencies. When you move from the third over the bridge gateway into the fifth, through the corridor of the crystal heart, of the crystal, of the solar logo, of the I am presence, duality no longer exists, and the passage of time as a separate construct from self no longer exists. There is only the eternal now. There is all time and no time. There is all age and no age. There is the consciousness unit, the human, experience self as not apart from other selves, but in a totality of the all and the seamless. To bring us back into a more day-to-day experience of now, you will find, beloved, that you are understanding yourself as part of a great tapestry. You are not alone. Your thoughts, your feelings, your desires, they are uniquely yours, and you are here to learn to love and to express in the most beautiful and beneficent ways that you can. You are learning to impact and to be impactful. You are learning to desire and to be desirous. You are learning to create and to be creative. You are learning that when you abhor, that is separation of self, it is a cutting off of the self from the divine. You are of the great totality. To think that you are not, that you are unworthy, that you are not enough, is to say that God is not enough. You are an expression of God. Every person is an expression of God, of the divine design. We are all playing parts. We have all masqueraded as individuals. The limitations we experience are suits. They are as seashells. They are for the cases, for the purposes of experience, they are entrapments of the soul in a, quote, lesser than vehicular motion through the denser pieces of experience. We are a game in the great I am. We are the I am experiencing self. We are all one. Also, Earth, she is one. She experiences us as one. There is no thing that is separate from us. That being said, to give your sovereignty to anything other than your I am self is to give your sovereignty to the false God. You and your love are paramount. Do things from a place of love, of honoring self and honoring others. Strive always for equilibrium, for fairness, for balance, and for harmony. When there is harmonization, when there is equilibrium, when there is balance, then no thing and no one can pull on you, because all hooks, all places of darkness have been neutralized. Strive for a place of balance and equanimity. This means letting go of judgments, judgments of self, judgments of other. When you judge self, when you judge other, it creates a dynamic pull of forces and keeps you in situations that are difficult. When you move, and move into the place of the silent observer, the silent witness. When you go into the place of true masterfulness, you learn to watch with the eyes of divine design. You are the harmonizer. You are the great equalizer. You can go to the still point of consciousness, of the zero point inflection. It is from here that new universes are birthed. It is from here that new stars are born. You are becoming your own solar logos. star. You are birthing the Christed. Okay, they wanted me to say that four times. The Christed self. The Christed child. The Christed crystalline star. The I Am consciousness. Thank you. Blessings. Peace be unto you.
Thank you very much. And it's time to end this show. So thank our sources. Thank you, Daphne, for that beautiful message. And thank all of you for showing up and holding the space and everyone who's volunteering to make all this continue to happen. And we will unmute everybody. And we'll see you all next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daphne. Thank you, Wynn. Thanks, Terry.